Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 38 years ago, when I became a pastor, I did what I was taught here to do, and so I established for the congregation my hours, when I was going to work and where I was going to be when I was working. So I established and communicated my schedule that in the afternoons, I would be out in the community visiting people from the congregation. That was the afternoon. In the mornings, I would have my office hours. And I did what I was taught to do here to do, and that was to keep my office door open. Always open. Interruptions were welcomed, or at least I pretended they were. And so if I was in the middle of sermon prep, someone would often come and, without knocking, peek their head into the office and start a conversation about the price of wheat. Or if I was preparing for Sunday's Bible class or confirmation class, someone would interrupt and talk about the church softball team and what the lineup was going to be next Sunday. Or if I was preparing for an elders meeting or a congregation meeting, someone was just driving by, they had time to talk, they would pop on in and just communicate about whatever was going on in town. My office door was always open. Little did I know then what brain research tells us now, that it takes several minutes, up to 30 minutes, to refocus after an interruption. So in case you're wondering, I no longer keep my office door always open. I don't like interruptions. Interruptions frustrate me, and interruptions distract me. And that's one reason this transfiguration account is so shocking, because it's an interruption, and the interrupter is God. Peter, James, and John, they joined Jesus on that mountain, and those disciples probably had a heightened sense of expectation. Important things were going to happen, because when you're on a mountain, important things always happen. It was on a mountain that Moses encountered the burning bush. It was on a mountain that the Ten Commandments were delivered. It was on a mountain that Jesus preached before the crowds. And something good was going to happen because they were on a mountain. And no interruption should get in the way of that. While Peter was speaking, behold, whoa, check this out. A bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud interrupted them. There was no excuse me, no polite knock on the door. In the middle of Peter's great idea about putting up a tent, God barged in, pipe down, Peter, put down the hammer and the nails, I have the floor, and I'm talking now. This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. I don't like interruptions, but I need interruptions. And you do too. Because we need to be reminded that life is not about what I want, nor what I expect, but life is about the Son, the one in whom the Father delights and dances over. We need interruptions that refocus us, because life is not measured by all the things that you get done today. Life is about much more than classes and homework and papers and projects. Life is about the Son. He's the attention grabber. He's your focus. So the glory that was given on that mountain is just a sample appetizer of the glory of Christ's death on that mountain, his resurrection, and then his return, and the glory that we will receive with him. Listen to him. Let him interrupt you. And the first words that Jesus speaks then are, not I told you so. His first words are, don't be afraid. Listen to that. He takes away your fear. What's your fear? We all have our fears. Maybe right now you're involved in that interview process for placement or vicarage. Don't be afraid. He's God. You're not. It's His church, not yours. Listen to Him. He tells you what He's going to do. Tell no one, He said, the Father said, until Jesus said, until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. Listen to Him. The Son of Man will certainly suffer. Listen to Him. This is what Jesus does. He suffers, He dies. That's what we need to hear. He rises from the dead. There's life, life for you, now and forever. Listen. He tells you what He's going to do. He also tells us what we are to do. And the cue comes from the first few words of the Transfiguration account. After 6 days. After 6 days. Remember what happened 6 days ago? I don't. I can't even remember what happened yesterday. After 6 days. 6 days before, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. It's His agenda. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. We need interruptions, because without those interruptions, we think life is about us and what we can get done and what our agenda is and what we're going to do. Life is losing your life for the cause of Christ who gave His life. Not every interruption is good, but God's are. And His interruptions are needed because His interruption refocuses us on Jesus. Listen to Him. In Jesus' name, amen.